والأستاذ. طيب بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Please, you could leave these papers till the end perhaps and give me your attention here so that we don't waste the time. This is a critical subject. A little bit had been said about some aspects of it, and I felt it may be necessary to indulge in the explanation of this topic about the asma wa sifat lillah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that when we worship Allah, we worship Him by His names and attributes, and these names and attributes, the implications of them is to let us know about whom we are worshiping so that we worship Him right. And these are fundamental aspects of our understanding of the names and attributes, and we will give example in certain passages in the Quran, which if you come to and you read, you might say, oh, what? What does this really mean? And then you might fall into certain doubts if you are not really firm in the understanding of the asma wa sifat. And I ask the brothers who drink by their left hand to drink by their right hand, using the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he said the devil eats with the right and drinks with the left. So be different from the devil. Number one, concerning the names of Allah, al-asma. The first rule to know is that asma'ullahi kulluha husna, that all the names of Allah are beautiful and perfect. Husna. Why perfect? I'll give you one name. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hay. Hay means living. His life is perfect, so the name is hay. Being a beautiful name means his life is perfect. Means his life is perfect. لم تسبق بعدم ولا يلحقها زوال. It was not preceded. حي, living, means perfectly living, not preceded by nothing, nor there is an end to him and to his life. So that's why it is perfect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alim, all knowledgeable, meaning perfect knowledge, not preceded by ignorance, and not to be followed by forgetfulness. علم كامل لم يسبقه جهل ولا يلحقه نسيان. Also, when we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Himself, وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ, this tells us that His knowledge is so perfect that it encompasses everything on a whole and in detail. It encompasses everything on a whole and also in detail. وعنده مفاتح الغيب لا يعلمها إلا هو. He has, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the keys of the unseen. No one knows that except him. Listen. وهو يعلم ما في البر والبحر. And he knows all that is in land and sea. وما تسقط من ورقة إلا بعلمه. Subhanahu. And that there no tree leaf will fall down except by His knowledge. ولا حبة في ظلمات البر والبحر وما تسقط من ورقة إلا بعلمه، ولا حبة في ظلمات البر في الأرض ولا رطب ولا يابس إلا في كتاب مبين. Where you can find this? You find this in Surah Al-An'am, Ayah 59. Rahim, a beautiful name, and perfectly beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about a woman who find her son as a lost son in after one of the battles. She took him, hugged him, and she breastfed him. لَاللَّهُ أَرْحَمُ بِعِبَادِهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ بِوَلَدِهِ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم نعم حديث لَاللَّهُ أَرْحَمُ بِعِبَادِهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ بِوَلَدِهَا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful and much more merciful regarding his slaves in comparison with this woman vis-a-vis her child. Much more. And that his mercy is wasi'ah. His mercy is wasi'ah, being perfect, it encompasses everything. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. And my mercy can encompass everything. Now, when you find two names together, like عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ, this is perfectness over perfectness. عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Each one of the names gives an attribute. عَزِيز tells about a perfect might. And حَكِيم tells us that perfect wisdom. Now, so عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ, meaning that his عِزَّة is associated with his حِكْمَةٌ. His izzah is associated with hikmah. What does this really imply? This means no zulm, being almighty, he doesn't cause an injustice. Which if a man, makhluq, is might, has a might, he can inflict injustice in one way or another. And also, that his hikmah is associated with his might. His hikmah is associated with his might. In opposite to the makhluk. Opposite to the attributes of the one who is created. So Azizul Hakim, perfectness associated with perfectness, and that's amplified perfectness. Second, refers, his name refers to the that. وتدل على المعاني يعني تدل على أوصاف صفاته سبحانه وتعالى تدل على ذاته